Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and thank you for being with us at this earlier hour. We are being joined right now by Nalini, who's calling us from Thailand, where it actually is the Lion's Gate, which is always on August 8th every year. And we were just talking about that, and she'll explain in just a moment what the spiritual significance is of the Lion's Gate. Why is it important? Why is it a great idea for us to all to come together in unity? And we'll have a direct experience of that, and heart opening, and the higher dimensions. If you've been with us before when Nalini has been present, you'll know that we can look forward to some wonderful, I almost want to say magical, light language coming through that really is a DNA activation. Okay, so let's take a breath, release the cares of our day, and be present here with Nalini and our community, and let's send her a nice, warm, You Awakening hug, a nice, energetic hug, so that she feels nice and welcome here. Is that filling you up?
Yes, thank you for the joy, the love, and the warmth. I do feel, it feels very much like a giggle in the heart. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, you're welcome. It seems like it's been quite some time. We started our new year together on January 1st as community, and I think you've been back one more time since then, but it feels like we're ready. We're ready and waiting for a Nalini visit. So let's begin. Let's share. What is the significance of the Lion's Gate from a spiritual perspective?
It's a big leap. It's a big leap, a big acceleration. It feels very much like a giant portal, a giant door opening for us. And it's not an actual door, but it's a flow of energy in spiral form, manifestation of creation, golden spiral. And with the significance, we always like to leave you to build your own meaning, because you all are masters of your own creators, but we can give you an overview. The heart, the thymus gland, one of the most important glands in your body, resides energy of courage to melt away all the stress and worries, all the fears of separation based construct. And yes, we have all been bombarded by intense flux of energy that pushed us in the deepest and the deepest and the deepest, darkest shadow of all. But yet know that it is a blessing. Everything is preparing you so that you know and you reclaim your divine strength, your divine authority, your divine space, and the reclaim for you to take leap, for you to really shake off what no longer serves, even though in the process of letting go, it brings such a great pain and fear within. But know that by releasing and by letting go and getting ready to take leap with us tonight, you're doing such a tremendous amount of work of lifting in frequency for human race, for the animals, for the plants, for the elementals, for Earth, for solar system, for your galaxy, for your neighbor galaxies, and for the universes. For you doing this work, for you all being here in this moment of time, you're also helping us in ascending, moving upwards together. So tonight, we're going to invite you to sit together in uni consciousness, in uni heart space, for you to open up and receive light language transmission, as well as messages of guidance, empowerment, and a boost for you to move forward and really, really anchor and live the new earth, which is within your heart. Thank you.
And I see and feel that you've already moved into a channeling mode with us, into a multidimensional space. I know you meditated before the call. Let's talk a little bit more about what's happening. Can you also put it in the context of the eclipse, if there's anything to say about that and what's happening with the planets? And then let's move into your greater message of unity consciousness, opening the heart. How about that?
The eclipses that's been putting upon Earth, upon you, is a blessing in disguise. This is shaking a lot of emotional construct. All of the gunk, all of the residues that not only reside within your physical body, but also in your emotional and mental body. These three bodies are important for humanity to align with the spiritual and the soul body. Know that you are on the right path, even though it feels like you made such a great mistakes before. Know that all of this is what your soul signed up to cleanse, to regain, to rediscover the strength within you. And it is in a very simple form. Strength here at time, we all know now that it's not about forging or fighting, but it's about accepting one weakness, reconcile the paradoxical nature within us all, and that is the energy of the eclipse, the resetting button that the universe is giving to you. One more to come in the month of August. Your choices will again be explicit in your nature, within your mental, within your emotional, and within your physical. For those who already reclaim the divine authority, the divine space, and reclaim their strength to align their actions and choices with their inner morals and their heart, the eclipse of the 11th of August will be a great portal of manifestation. Within a unified consciousness and unified heart, it's a great reminder that nothing is ever separated. Although you may feel that you are separated from one another due to distance, due to linear timeline, due to your location. But you're not. You're not. Internet is a symbol of how deeply connected we, you all are. And here in this space, for those who have yet to come in this space, for those who are joining us later in this space, will feel. And any time that you feel that you are separated from your loved one, that you are separated from your center, from your higher self, you can always return into this space. Into your breath, into your heart, and you know instantly that separation is merely illusion. Within the unified space, you'll be able to tap into that inner deep resonance, which at times is beyond the logic mind to grasp, which at times is beyond the human language to explain. This is when light language transmission come in handy. For those of you, in fact, all of you, in your own space tonight, feel free to chant, sing, laugh, cry, scream. Allow your vocal cord to vibrate. We cannot stress enough how powerful your vocal cord is. It's one of the most powerful healing tools in your body. Your body feels the vibration. It centers, it aligns you with your core. Like Jacqueline said, let's rock and roll.
We have already got lots of questions pouring in, and a lot of them about the felines that you bring through. Can you say a bit about that?
At this moment, we can tell you that there are up to 4 Prestons or feline groups coming in. First, joining us after meditation and breathing exercise and grounding are the blue felines. If you ask of the origins of the felines, we always come back to the origins of all souls, which is the source. And then the sun, and through Andromeda, and through Lyra. With the blue felines tribe that's coming forward first, the DNA merged from Lyra with Sirius, Sirian's being. For Sirian's being have a DNA that's closer to human DNA. This assists them to descend down to Earth when Earth was still far younger than now. Planting seeds of life in the ocean, caretaker, guardians of Earth, the blue felines are, and this will ring the deep resonance within you. This will trigger certain memories within you, that you know how old your soul would be, how long you have been here on Earth. So long. Second, joining us are the panthers and the leopards, the keepers of wisdom of the jungle and the forest, bringing forth the tree consciousness. Third that's coming in are the white tigers of Andromeda and beyond, the keepers of the gate, the portal to the counters of light. The white tigers will assist us, you, me, all of us, in holding healthy boundaries and purifying our energetic field. And then will join us are the Sha beings, called by some, the beings of the sun, the winged being, the golden beings, manifested in this time as winged lions. This will assist in transmission of the golden era, the golden age. Unify consciousness.
And let me just mention, because some folks may not know this, if you're joining us through the webcast, in other words, you're on your computer, you're on the internet, if you just click on the link for today, it says youawakening.com/live, you'll see some beautiful paintings. Nalini painted in watercolor what she sees when she sees these beings. So it might be wonderful to take a look if it doesn't distract you from the energies that are coming forth. Let's do our little meditation and breathing, and yeah, let's do that. Does it feel like the right time to you?
Yes, let's get into it. So all of you, make sure that you're comfortable. Doesn't matter if you lie down, sit up, doesn't matter if you cross your legs or straighten your legs, as long as your spine is straight and as long as you are comfortable and relaxed. When you're ready, take a deep breath in and out in your own authentic pace and rhythm. Anchor all of your focus into the air that enters and leaves your body. Inhale deeper and exhale even deeper and let go of the heaviness, the worry, the concern, the expectation, what is matter right now is being in your own flow of breathing. Your focus down to your feet, to your beloved feet and toes and ankles. Send them gratitude and drop all the tension. Relax. When you're ready, move your focus up through your legs, your calf muscles, your knees, your thighs. Relax and drop the tension. Your hips, your root area. Relax. Breathing into your navel, allow your navel to move outward and back into your spine as you exhale and relax your lower abdomen. Moving upward through your solar plexus area and your ribs, your lungs, your chest. Relax, as well as your spine. Moving up to your shoulders. Sway your neck a little. Release the tension, the burden, and the heaviness that you all carry. Relax, return all the heaviness to the universe. Tune into your fingers, your palms, your wrists, your hands. Gratitude and relax. Drop all the tension. Moving along your arms, your elbows, your upper arms, meeting again to your shoulders. Relax and let go. Floating. Move up to your neck, to your facial muscle, relax your jaw. Relax your eyebrow and all the muscles on your scalp. Breathe into your heart, beyond. Our hearts unite like a beautiful spider web, like a flower of life pattern joining dots together. Joy and love and appreciation for this space, for this unity, for this oneness, for this day and this time. Call upon all our higher selves, our oversouls. Our spiritual team. beloved galactic families, and all the beings of light with the residents of the Lion's Gate. The consciousness of Creator, divine consciousness of Mother Earth, the elements, animal totems, plant kingdoms, and all that is. In an energy that no longer serves, nothing clean, nothing safe, nothing past, nothing constant. If you can place your hands upon your heart, a few inches below your collarbone, in the center of your thymus gland. Just breathe in. Feel this light. Extend 360 degree, activating all of our 360 senses, all of our energy centers, crystalline grid within our energetic field, DNA and Mother Earth and the universe, aligning our crown, our stargate, and our Earth star with the unified consciousness. Love that unite us. Breathe, dear one, and anchor this light down through your pranic tube, deeper and deeper. You may see all of you unite as pillars of light, watching over you are the oversouls. Down and down we go, through layers of earth, through our feet. Love. Into Mother Earth's core. Into the central sun. Here, feel the divine ray of the central sun merging with all of us. Surrender all of the conceptions, the ideas, ego constructs, and our identity. Merging with us now is the ray of the sun, the golden ray, warm, neutralized, allowing this ray to move up. In a spiral movement, the golden spiral moving up into our vessel, into our energy centers, up through our crown. Energy of Sirius placed upon our heart, the energy of the sun placed above our crown, energy of Mother Earth placed beneath our feet, the divine alignment in this moment of time unifying us all. Ariyamana korano orani ru Runakia Ranukotoyana ia. Dear light workers, dear star seeds, dear beings, dear soul family, we would like you to tune into your feet. Feel where you are. If you are sitting down or in bed, tune into your root. Feel your connection with earth. Surrounding you all now are the blue feline tribe. Hundreds and hundreds of them. Feel their connection as their energies enveloping you. It feels very much like that ocean breeze wrapping around your skin. Transmission to your third eye, trust in your connection, trust in your imagination. The divine diamond grid, the top point of the diamond aligns with your third eye. The two sides of the diamond align with both of your hands, being of creator, guardians of earth, caretaker of Mother Earth. We are the blue feline tribe. We are your brothers and sisters. We bring forward to you the deep resonance and remembrance of your mission on earth. Tune into your feet, the bottom point of the diamond grid. Where are you now, dear one? This is your home. This is one of your home, Mother Earth. Receive the transmission into your heart. Remember the excitement of you coming down here, of your soul flying down, coming down into earth, to be experiencing what you are experiencing right now. The physicality, the physical manifestation, the feeling, the sensation on your skin, the ability to be able to smell, taste, touch, and feel, and think. Being a human being is such a great gift, and we cannot remind you enough. And we understand that all of what you're going through feels so difficult at times. But we would like to remind you of this feeling of joy, of being here on earth, and remember this connection with us, with all of you together. Regardless of race, regardless of locations, of genders, of all ego construct that's been put into you. You are here on earth to take care first of yourself. For Mother Earth is you. You are a reflection of her. What you put into your body is what you put into Mother Earth. We cannot stress enough of how important it is to feed your own garden with what is recycled on your land. Recycle plant, recycle water. Your body has immense, unlimited ability to regenerate, reset, and heal itself, like Earth. All you need to do is align your choices with your highest inner moral. Not the morals of your society, not the morals of your religion, but the morals within your heart, each individual heart. And within this each individual heart, you are all connected automatically without the idea of what's right and what's wrong. Everything is harmonized. It has been said that the energy of this year is all about balance. It's all about being fully aware of your relationship with the physical realm. Amplifying everything is being manifested and amplifying, and this is going to happen according to your choices and action. So observe, dear one, if there is anything that keeps happening to you that triggers, that challenges your resistance, those are the things that you need to go in deep in the conversation, in the communication, in the strength and love. We come to you in a blue color to remind you of the ocean, remind you of the blue planet that you are. We were once here, the blue race. We were once here with you. Those of you who resonate with us, you were also one of us. You also came down here to plant seeds and to take care of life force in ocean, in Mother Earth. This being said, remind yourself of the powerful force of nurturing. For Mother Earth nurture you, for her keeps reminding you of how you can nurture yourself, how you can nurture your heart. Observe your creative force. Channel it in ways that is recyclable. And that is nurturing. We are here holding your hands together, joining your cycle and this circle. Come on in. Force the energy of Mother Isis, Sirius frequency, placing the golden ankh upon all of our hearts, harmonizing, balancing, golden spiral, increasing the flow of movement. Let everything flow. Allow yourself to flow. The presence of your ancestors are here. The presence of the indigenous wisdom of your land is here. Stepping in this space are the leopards and the panthers. See them according to your own connection. Feel them. The keepers of wisdom, the keepers of the jungle. Feel the presence of the giant trees that were one home for us. Our beloved trees, friends, guardians, and parents. Feel the root growing from your feet, dear one, as you join, you align yourself with the consciousness of the tree as their roots are connected, entangled deep beneath earth. We feel one another. We know, we sense each other presence, even though we never physically met. Here, you can use your intuition, your imagination to navigate wherever you and to whomever you would like to send love and compassion and support to. Through your root. We are here together, anchoring love, transmitting love and support to one another through us. Breathe in and feel your body as a tree. Gigantic tree with your beloved animal guides surrounding you, living inside you. Feel your branches extend to the stars. Above, so below. Feel the connection of Mother Earth and Father Sun, of the ground and the stars, of each of us, our energy interconnected and exchanged, our Taurus field merged, our heart into one heart. We feel each other pain and pleasure. We feel each other love and fear. But we got this. We got the support. We got this. We know that we are strong. We know that we are vulnerable. And we know that we dance along the wind and in a thunderstorm together. The DNA codes within you, along your spine, along your crown, all over your body, sparkling with light. Activated the codes of Pleiades race, Sirius race, Arcturian race, Lyran race, Andromedan race within your DNA, and many more. Your soul gift, the lessons that you have cultivated from many lifetimes through eons and eons of time. Coming back to you, is returning to you. Makia noyanai. Receive this transmission through both of your ear centers. Allow it to penetrate and balance both of your brain hemispheres and into your heart. Let go of the old perception. Let go of any fixed ideas. Allow your perception to flow like a spiral that is forever spinning. Kiana mano kora toya na mana iana kora. Tatiano mayani. Into your thymus gland. Hand them to your guides, hand them to the universe. Your thymus gland is a center of courage, for worry can block this frequency. Return it to the universe, tune into your heart. The nature of the leopard reminds you of nature of courage within you. Guiding you now into the Great Pyramid, into the heart of the Sphinx. There's nothing of outside you is a reflection of you. Every moment you see sunrise, it's a new day, new you, new manifestation, new chapter. You, very much like the Sphinx, have been watching, observing the polar ships, the ships of the constellation, the ships of humanity, the ships of Mother Earth, the eyes of Horus, the heart of the lion, the nurturing force of Mother Isis, and the divine will of Father Isis, Father Osiris. It's all within you. Look within you for the greatest wisdom. And when you look outside, look for synchronicity. As that is how the stars and the universe is speaking to you. The great wisdom resides within the heart of the Sphinx, a reflection of your own heart. You know. Energy of Andromeda. Take a deep breath, dear one. We hope you are riding this frequency with joy. Let go of the need to make sense and flow. Galaxy, Andromeda, getting closer and closer to Milky Way. The frequency of joy, of compassion, that breaches you, an Andromedan. Compassion. And the giggle, the laughter of the inner child. You are surrounded by the stars. Joining the space of the elders in forms of white tigers, glowing in all kinds of colors. Dear one, we would like you to tune into your own space. Things can get crazy at times in your reality, for there's tremendous amount of release, shift, and shake. Your heart transmitter, the gold light. Let it bathe you. Your energetic field.
Envelope.
With the golden light. See yourself as the center of a golden circle. This is your sacred space. This is your space. Return into this space anytime when you feel overwhelmed. Call upon us, the white tigers, to surround you anytime. Aramaniyanoya Om Kum you are joined as one in this moment with your intention, with your heart. We would like to open the portal of light, flux in deeper the energy, the divine frequency of the Lion's Gate, the divine frequency of the sun beings coming in. Golden beings, golden era of unity and oneness and balance and harmony. Karyanoi Isanosai Tierra no okana ieno kayo toyana a Uranama i na o makaya tier Rona ier no koma hiena or Miano korana inikiator. The energy of your hand, beings of creator, you are constantly manifesting, constantly giving and receiving. Ranama kiano korano omayani. We would like to ask you again, ask your heart in this space. Wish, would you like to manifest love or fear? Love. Transmit this into earth. Kamia anokorana iera. Rianamo runa kartia nokorana aenamo hom. Rakurtoiana iera nokora. Runa nania nokoramo ana iera no. Ranianam. Naya o mainayanoi. As we are winged beings, the golden lions and the golden beings, feel us and see us in any shapes and forms, according to your imagination, according to your creativity and your intuition. You also have your wings. Let these wings be the reminder for you to rise above any chaos, above any sadness and suffering of the world. This reminds you of your divine parent, the source, the divine mother and father. Kumayaniyanum. Um. as light. Nothing else really matters. Only you as light. We're placing our hands upon your shoulders, always connected with you, guiding you down into your space. The presence of Elohim, the Elohims are here, looking at you, observing you. You are the children. You are the son. Yourself from distraction and return into this space. And we bless you upon your journey. We bless you upon your choices. We bless you upon the new chapters of your awakening process. Courage is with you. It's already in you. Wisdom is already within you. We are one. Thank you for being such a divine representation on earth. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And how are feeling, friends? Giving everyone just a moment. And if you wish to see the beautiful paintings that Nalini created, you can do so by just going to the link that brought you here today, www.youawakening.com/live. Click on the special offer, and they're right there at the top, the three paintings. And if you happen to be listening to the replay later on, it's www.youawakening.com/replay. And that link becomes effective minutes after we complete our call today. And then same thing, just click on the special offer and you'll see the paintings. Whew. I think everybody's kind of integrating. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to share.
Yeah, I'm floating myself as well.
You can feel that.
Yeah. Just tune into the feet.
Still just being a little quiet.
That's, oh, love.
Now, we've got a few questions here about connections with the feline family. And
sure.
I know this is something that you usually do in a personal reading. I was thinking more general kinds of questions rather than personal questions, but maybe we could do just a couple. Would that be okay with you? You know, a short answer? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Judy from British Columbia is saying, I feel a very deep connection with the felines family, especially with the Black Panther Jaguar. I am curious, why did she connect with me? Her energy is deep mother love and tenderness. Any insights would be great. Thank you. This is Judy
in
British Columbia.
Yeah, the word shaman came up just now as Jacqueline was reading your post. This can mean many things. With the panthers and the black jaguar, the native, the indigenous people, they see the jaguar and the panther as keepers of knowledge, because everyone at that time lives in the jungle, and the one who have knowledge of how to navigate, how to hunt, how to maintain harmony, and to survive, and to thrive, and to camouflage, to blend, are the felines of the jungle. So see how this message resonates to you. The ability to camouflage, the ability to remain as an observer, as well the ability to know as you walk upon earth, as your paws touch the soil, you feel the surrounding, you know, you sense things, you have deep connection with the environment and all the sentient beings that live in your environment. At time when things feel overwhelmed, retreat, blend in, remain as an observer. But when it's time for you to take action, do it with courage, do it with focus. Imagine and see how the felines, how the panther and the leopard, even with the lion, even with a cat, when they hunt, when they stalk something, it's great focus within their eyes. That is the nature that will navigate you to move forward. Coming back to the term shaman that came up, from what I've experienced in my own journey, is that there are many shamans who are deeply connected with the panther spirit, and the panther spirit assists them and helps them in navigate through the spirit realm. So, having a mother panther being one of your animal totem, being one of your guides, is a reflection of you. The ability to navigate around the mist of uncertainty through deep instinct and senses, and to navigate, and also to nurture your own space, nurture your own environment, nurture your family, nurture yourself. Trust in your connection. Meditate. Feel this mother jaguar present within you. And trust. Thank you.
Thank you. Whew. And Judy, you're welcome to respond in the same way. Just send us a short note if you wish. Jayshree is saying, holding space on the grid for South Africa, where the lions roam freely in our mountains and Kruger National Park, where the big five may be found. Warm hugs, Jayshree.
Oh, warm hugs to you. Thank you. Sacred land where you are.
Absolutely.
Lots of giant spirit. Yeah, sacred land where you are. Thank you for anchoring love. Thank you for anchoring unity consciousness into where you are, into all of you, you know. Thank you.
And I have to say, I'm a big fan of a Black Panther named Spirit, who lives in South Africa.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Tina is asking, from Red Deer, is asking, how often do you connect with these beings?
Every day is what I do. I just sharing a bit of my background and hope it resonates to many. I used to work in as a teacher, and the more I paint what I see, the more I feel the resonance to connect deeper with the service. And I left my job last year, and now been flowing with the universe. And I do this every day. I channel every day. I do give myself a break. But the more you trust, the more you do this, it becomes a very natural thing. It's not so much like you need to step out from yourself and be something else, but it's very much like realizing that the connection is always there and is already there. And the more you trust, the more real it's become and the more natural it's become. You know, I don't see them physically, but they hear, they always guide me, and they are my friends, they are my brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm not sure this is so much of a question. I think you're being asked if you'd like to comment. Actually, that is specifically what's being asked. This is from Jeffrey. It's a little bit long. I just had to read it a bit. So I'll start from the beginning. As I study all this, quote-unquote, this stuff, and meditate deeply, I feel myself begin to rush away into Godhood and recognize the memory of returning to knowing so much that there's no place for me here. This time I've learned to slow myself down, that I may participate in all the work I can do from the perspective of separateness. I've heard of no one talking about this in this way. I want to keep one foot in separateness and one foot in godliness, in oneness, to vibrate between the two. Can you comment or expound?
And that's a dance in itself. That is a dance in the self, and that is the wisdom of the self, Jeffrey. You know, to think that, realizing that we are always one is one thing, but to think and to try to force ourselves to be in that state of oneness created from the expectation of the mind is another thing. By being aware and realizing that we are dancing between realms, between the duality, between the oneness, between separation and back into oneness, that's wisdom in itself. That's a self-realization in itself, and congratulations. Everything is a dance. Everything is a dance. The dance between light and dark, the dance between lower and higher. You know, balance is not one still point. Balance is movement, and you realizing your movement. So congratulations. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. And Marina just wrote in, we've gotten beautiful, beautiful comments about the meditation, and I'll read some of them to you. Right now, Marina is saying, your paintings are divine. Beautiful call. Thank you for you. And she had a specific question. I'm scrolling. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying thank you.
Okay. And here, Marina, and I believe the same person, because it's spelled a bit differently, from CA, and I don't know whether that's Canada or California, but it reminds me of a question I'd like to ask you, which is about the fires in California. But first, Marina, she sends a very sweet message, and she's saying, I'm constantly reminded of the lion's energy, especially the golden lions. They're greatly evolved beings and hold tremendous power of greatness, love, and abundance. Do they have a message for me?
The message within itself is what you just mentioned, greatness and abundance. And to me, these are the characteristics or the features of the golden era, the height of human civilization that we once were, and moving into it again. Notice the moment of time. Notice your inner state of being when these lines coming into your awareness. When they remind you of your greatness, when they remind you of abundance, how's your inner state of being at that moment of time? Are you in challenges? Are you in strugglings? Or are you in a state of love? All of that? It's within you, you know, the greatness and abundance. And this, I feel that they are reminding you of these two things, greatness and abundance, as a powerful vehicle for you to manifest, for you to move on, and for you to flow in hard time. Thank you.
Thank you. And let me give you just a little break here. Judy is saying, wow, thank you so much. I am deeply connected to nature for sure. You're such a beautiful being of light, Nalini. I'm in tears. And I believe that's the same Judy from BC we just spoke to.
Thank you.
We've got lots of other questions, but you know, I keep being impulse, and I've learned to follow that. To ask about the fires in California, I read one quick headline today that it's the largest fire that's ever happened in California. And there's a lot of devastation. I mean, clearly homes are being lost, but it's also a lot of it is the forest land. The nature. Do the felines have any message about that? Is there anything we can be doing to help?
Let us tune in. The fire element strong in this moment of time during Leo zodiac. Not only the forest fire in California. Indonesia recently had another volcanic eruption.
Yes.
A lot of ground has been shifted. Hawaii as well. And a lot of transmutation been ongoing with the activity of fire. hardship without imbalance, without hardship, without chaos, no one will be looking for peace or unity or strength within. Focus on the act of gathering of humanity to help one another. Focus on the ability to feel each other's pain. Step into your higher self and your higher mind. Hold the space of peace and help. Take the action that you can in order to support your family, your soul family, your soul tribe, your fellow human being and sentient being. For Mother Earth feels you and still everything needs to go through the process. When fear arises, know that there's courage within to unite and assist one another. Know that things being triggered within all of you to act, to protect, to support, and to prevent. To love one another. And to again learn to take care of your land, movement, migration. Soon, many people will learn to move away from regions that constantly being triggered with activity of Mother Earth into a safer ground. This will happen slowly and gradually. Thank you.
And Judy from Oregon. I'm not going to be able to read all of these, but I think this one's particularly touching. Nalini, you're such a beautiful soul. Thank you for sharing your gifts and treasures with us. I'm connected with all the felines. The blessings you give us is one of my favorites from any healer and intuitive that I've received. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much.
I see the time here. Can we shift into some of these questions that are coming in are for personal guidance, some through the cats and some more generally personal and spiritual guidance. So let's talk about your offer now where you are able to go much more deeply.
Okay. Can you say that again? Sorry, I'm just coming back still. Sorry.
That's okay. Why don't you take your time for a moment? And what we're about to talk about is your special offer.
Okay. Sure.
The Oracle cards that you've just created. Maybe you can tell us a little about the inspiration. Yeah. And how you do readings by... doing, I think it was a little unclear in the office, so I want to make it clear. It's actually three-card readings. I think it's three cards in reading, meaning that you do three readings, separate card readings, in one session. Can you talk about this?
Yes, so the special offer, first, you will receive the high-resolution digital format of the three paintings of the feline's being. And one is the golden feline of the sun, second is the blue feline, third is the white tiger. And this, you can meditate, feel the frequency. And then the reading in a session is combined into one recording. You will receive a recording in form of MP3. Yep.
A moment. So when you give the images of these paintings, does that imply that, or are you outright giving your permission for someone to make a print of that and frame it if they wanted to, use it as art?
Yes. Yes, because this is set in the high resolution, so it will be in the format that you will be able to print in your own location. And yes, you have the permission. It's all meant to be shared, all meant to be anchor frequency. It's perfect to be saved on your screensaver, on your laptops and computer, but also it is perfect to be printed and framed.
Perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to be clear about that. And also, if you look closely, and I'm not sure whether the images are large enough online in your offer that we have, but I have them printed out here, and they have language on them. They have various symbols on them. So these are very powerful. Is there anything you want to say about that?
Those symbols come through to you like
the light language?
Yeah, they are like language, and they carry energy. I don't know the whole meaning of it because the codes in each image transmit certain frequency according to the image of the symbol and the beings that being depicted. Go with your intuition. Go with your imagination. Build your own reality and your connection with the image and the paintings. With the light codes, it anchor and transmit frequency through the heart. And when you look at it, you welcome it into your heart. You can feel it. It's one of those artwork where it's meant to be felt more than to be understood by the logic mind.
Thank you. Thank you. And then perhaps you can tell us about the other part, which is the readings that you record and email?
The session you will receive in form of MP3 format. There's no need for us to meet online or schedule a time to meet. I will email you roughly the days or the week that I'll be conducting your session. I'll be tuning in, very similar to how we do in this space, the guided meditation through our higher self and our oversoul and our spiritual team. And then I follow my guidance, take three cards out. These will be messages of guidance and bringing forth clarification of where you at. That's the card reading. You will receive the pictures of the three cards that comes up. And then the session moves into what I call deep journey within. It's very much like a distant healing session where we would tap into your energy centers, into your auric field, any residue, any cords, anything that's meant to be removed. We looked into that. We deal with that alongside with light language transmission as well as messages of guidance. How can you take action? What can you do in order to align yourself with the highest state of being and self-empowerment? We will then tap into your etheric bodies, mainly your emotional and mental, to see the relationship between the physical, emotional, and mental. We will then tap into your Akashic records, your soul records upon Earth, as well as any other realms that is relevant for you to be aware of in this moment of time. And all of this with the card reading will come into you in MP3 format for you to download, for you to listen to it as many times as you wish.
And I know you've sent me an MP3, and I've been in contact with people who purchased your offer, and I've heard the comment over and over again that this is an MP3 that you do want in your library, because when you, it's not storytelling, and it's not something of the moment that clears and you're onto something else. It's deep wisdom. It's energy that updates over time. And upon re-listening, you're in a different place and you can hear some things that you haven't heard before. It's not just words.
Thank you.
And who made the card deck?
Oh, me. yes, it's a collection of the paintings that I have done over 3 years' time, and there will be some paintings that my husband did as well. It's a collection of my heart put together in a deck, 42 cards, and the guide will come in form of ebook. If you wish to purchase, then you know you can ask me upon through your special offer of the link where to purchase them. And my intention behind this is just to spread them around the world, to have it as a tool, for it to be a tool for you in your ascension, in your awakening, in your self-development process. And I named this Torch of Ascension. And Torch of Ascension doesn't only refer to the deck itself, it refers to the keeper of the deck as well. That each of us, you know, we are torches of ascension, torches of the path.
Thank you. So just like we connected with the beings who came through today, I think what you're really...
Yes.
Saying is that you can connect with some of those beings, you know, through the images, through the energies that come through the card, and through the messages. Is that correct, or am
yes.
I reading too much into it? Okay.
No, it's true, because I use the card deck myself to meditate, not just for reading, to sleep with, to meditate with, and my people have been telling me that they do feel the frequency of download when they tune into these images.
Thank you. And one quick question. We are going to need to close soon. One quick question from Monica, who has your deck of cards, and she's saying, what does it mean if I keep getting the same card over and over again?
It means that there is certain messages or frequency or certain things that is trying to get to you. I would like to know what card it is, but in general, meditate with it, observe.
Monica, if you're still with us, send us a quick note.
Yeah.
Okay.
And observe once again what state of being that you're in, what kind of moment of time, how is your emotional state at that moment, and why is that card keep coming up to you? Perhaps there's certain things, certain elements within the cards, certain frequency that's getting into you, or simply you are still download the frequency of that card. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'll have an idea that if you'll stay with me for a few minutes after the call. There are so many, I'll give you a hint, there are so many questions here that we can't get to today. Maybe we have to invite you back for Q&A. We'll just put that
okay.
out there.
Okay.
Monica says, is it 336? Garden Fairy. She keeps getting Garden Fairy.
Ah, the fairy, the image of the fairy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the creativity within you. How's your creative force at the moment? Where are you channeling your focus into? Are you channeling your focus into something that's draining you, or are you channeling your focus into something that's serving, that keeps you moving? And also, the spirit of the fairy came through me deep in from the forest up north of Thailand, where Lemuria frequency came through as well. So see how this resonates. But the presence of these fairies always remind us of our creative nature. Get creative, have fun, enjoy. And also, I'm seeing her wings depicting very similar to the eyes of the panther or the feline's eyes. So that, again, the wisdom of the jungle, the wisdom of your land. Align yourself with your highest excitement, with your highest joy, and get creative. And observe your connection with your environment and where you are. Perhaps there's certain frequency of Lemuria coming through. Perhaps there are certain fairies and elemental beings are connecting with you. Tune into the trees, tune into earth, tune into the ground, tune into the elements where you are. And I'm sensing Andromeda frequency is getting to you as well, that frequency of compassion. It's very much like sparkling of light reflected on leaves. It feels very much like Tao. It feels very much like the simplest realization of joy, of being with the environment. So see how this resonates. I hope this helped.
Thank you. And I think this is clear. Nalini, you're pronouncing something a little differently than a native English speaker might say.
I do that with many words.
No, I just not to correct, but just in case anybody missed your meaning. I think you're saying, I don't know what you're saying, but we're talking about Andromeda.
Andromeda, yes.
When you were saying the guidance from, a specific star system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any final word to everyone as we complete?
Enjoy. It's not an easy ride. I feel pain every day along with pleasure. I suffer too. And I know that each of us are on our own level. But the key is to know how strong our heart is, and to know that we got this, and to know that what is still clinging needs to be removed, whether it brings great pain, whether it brings tears, but know that what's going to come next is bright light, new chapter, new seeds, new you, and love. Love transform all. It transform pain to acceptance. It transform judgment and separation into unity. So just feel that within the heart and be gentle to yourself. Don't beat yourself up for having challenges and struggles, for having certain conditions. Love.
Thank you, Nalini.
Thank you.
Today has been beautiful as always.
Thank you.
And everybody, let's give her a nice warm thank you hug as we close.
Thank you.
Okay. So until the next time, much love.